Before we get into the money, what is it that your agency does specifically? I know you're trying to build the Truckee River Flood Project, so what is that and what does that entail?
Well, it consists of a number of project elements that begins with replacing bridges downtown, reworking Riverside Drive, and then building flood walls and levees, probably from 395 eastward to Vista.
What's the full area that this project covers?
The full area is really the Truckee River. We don't extend up into Sparks. We don't extend south way down into the southern part of Washoe County.
What's currently being done to help prepare for a flood, and what kind of storm protection do we currently have?
Our agency is tasked with building a flood project, so we don't make preparations for flooding. Those would come from the various entity where you belong. So if you live in Washoe County, you would go to that community and you would ask for suggestions. But we don't do any of that. All we do is plan a project and try to figure out a way to get it funded and also to work it through the Corps of Engineers so that the Corps will eventually give us money through the federal government coffers.
So the community is the one who comes up and says, this is what we want. And then you guys try to come up with a plan with the Army Corps of Engineers?
The answer is yes, but we've already got the plan. In fact, the Corps of Engineers did a plan, and it's called a 50-year plan, basically a 2% chance storm of occurring any given year. That is not as big of a storm as we would like to protect the community from. So we came up with our own individual 100-year plan. So it's basically sized for a larger storm, greater impact, and it has higher levees, higher flood walls that affords that greater protection. But we have to turn that plan officially to the Corps, and then that's the plan that we would then concentrate on building.
Why is building a 100-year storm plan so important?
If you look at flood control projects throughout the United States, a minimal protection level is usually considered the 100-year storm event. Another reason would be FEMA regulates floodplains to a 100-year map. So if you're outside of a 100-year floodplain, your insurance is cheaper. For example, a home in Hidden Valley we were looking at, they pay insurance of about $2,400 annually. When we elevate their house and it's out of the floodplain, it'll go down to $200 annually. So that's a whole order of magnitude difference in insurance costs. So all these things kind of combined together to make our flood board, who made the decision, to move out and let's build the 100-year plan.
Can you speak briefly about the new source of funding that the project has received from Senator Harry Reid's office?
Well, it's really not a grant that we got from Senator Reid. It was basically he influenced the decision of the Corps so that they would put money into the line item for our project. And so that plan has a line item of $1.75 million. And that was due to Senator Reid's efforts.
I want to bring up 1997. That was a major catastrophic flood for the area. How likely are we to see another event like that?
Well, how likely are we to see another event like that or even greater? Very likely in the next 50 years. We've had a number of big floods. So to see another one in the next 50 years, I'd almost guarantee that it'll occur. I plotted all those storm events on the El Nino Index, and surprisingly enough, El Nino has nothing to do with our storm events. The storm events always occur on the La Nina side or in the neutral side. My guess is we're not going to have a storm this year. Could we have one next year? Possibly. Year after that? Very possibly. We never get beyond about 15, 17 years before we have another event, and we're there. We can't get a project built in time for the next storm event. It's not going to happen. The minimal amount of time that we're going to need to build our flood project, assuming that I had all the money I need right today, I need at least 10 to 12 years to do it.
Jay Aldean is the executive director of the Truckee River Flood Management Authority. Jay, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure, Noah.